This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Hopefully you are, too. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Sure, it helps when you move them along, doesn't it? Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you do spend with me on the air. I do appreciate the time you send me texts and tweets and respond to some of the questions on the show. How about to the website, therealsite.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there on the website, and I want you up there. I really do. I want you to get involved in the conversation. Because look, frankly, I don't know what you. This is why I love this Facebook stuff. I know I'm sick. I really do to a degree though, because this is I get to see where you're coming from. I get to see the arguments that you use. I get to see the logic, which in some cases I can directly copy from the DNC handbook or from, you know, 15 other sites. Like I said, it's very hard to take you serious when all you're doing is spewing the party line. Because you can't think of, I'm not going to say you can't. I'll say you choose. Right? Because you choose not to think it through on your own. That's the thing that makes no sense to me. You've got a brain that functions, and you can't be bothered. Anyhow, Andrea Nelson is going to join me after the break, after the next break. And I love it because I try to look for the outrageous, these crazy pop culture stories and such, and why we even care. I thought the Kardashians were a thing of the past, but apparently they're not. You know, somebody is still into watching a fool. Never mind. I want to go through it. All right. So Hillary Clinton decided to talk about and lay out partially why we should vote for her. One of her major qualifications. Take a listen and see if you agree. Because, you know, not being a woman and all, if I say anything, I'm a woman hater.
Don't you someday want to see a woman president of the United States of America?
Yeah, Carly Simon would have been nice. I mean, Carly Fiorina would have been nice.
If you vote for somebody on the merits, one of my merits is I'm a woman. Think of anything more of an outsider than electing the first woman president.
When does a woman make you an outsider? When does a woman... I don't get it. We want to talk about people with great power in D.C.? How about Pelosi? I mean, God save the queen. I mean, you got Pelosi and Mrs. Clinton there. There are a lot of women with great power in D.C. Don't give me that garbage.
President, imagine anyone being more of an outsider than the...
And listen, how about Condoleezza Rice? Great woman. Love to have her. As I would vote, push, and endorse her in a heartbeat. Not that she needs me.
First woman president.
I'm a Hillary Clinton supporter. Well, for one, it's definitely time that we have a...
Yeah, it's definitely time. Yeah.
A woman in the White House.
Hillary is an amazing woman. She's done so much. And the idea of having a woman as president is really exciting.
That would be really cool because she's a woman.
Tell me the one reason why you would support Hillary Clinton presidency.
She's a woman, so...
Well, I would really like a woman president.
Not one person has said, because I love her, I love how she's handled our foreign affairs. I love how she wants to give jobs to people. Not one. Not yet.
In office, I think that'd be awesome.
To be honest, it's because she's a female.
Hillary, why is that?
I think we need a female president.
Because I am for a woman president.
It's nice that she's a woman. I'd like to see a woman president in my lifetime.
Well, as a woman speaking, I think it'd be amazing to see a woman president.
Cool to have a woman president.
Biggest reason you're going to be voting for Hillary in 2016.
Because it's time we have a female president.
Again, I say, what happened to Carly Fiorina? How about, what was the other one I had in my mind? Was Condoleezza Rice. I mean, another great woman, don't you think? We've got a whole bunch of them on our side. And yes, if someone says Hillary's a woman, I don't know. And I ain't checking.
Well, I think we need a pretty female in the White House.
What is the number one reason why you'll support a Hillary Clinton president?
She's a woman.
There you go. Number one reason. And he's out on the street talking to people. Can you? We haven't hit one person who hasn't said because she's a woman. We got the guy we got now because he's black. I know that's going to go viral, but here's the deal. How many? We've done these before in the street. Because it was time. It was. Think about something. Nobody ever started off with he's a genius. He does this, he's an expert at foreign policy, he can do this, he can do that, and he happens to be an African-American. No, most of the people that we talk to in the streets have said, because it was time that we had an African-American president. Don't you think it's time that we had an African-American president? Well, according to him, he's not an African-American president. He's a black. He's a president who happens to be black from Hawaii. But that's a story for another day. No, seriously. Why do we start off like that? Why don't we start? About time we had a president from, I don't know, pick a state we haven't had a president from. I mean, think about time we have a president from Alaska, don't you think? Wouldn't it have been great to have the first female president from the state of Alaska? There's a whole bunch of firsts there, isn't there? They're disingenuous at best.
Who are you going to vote for in this upcoming election?
Probably Hillary Clinton.
Hillary?
Yeah.
Why is that?
It's about time we had a female president.
Are you guys going to vote for her?
Sure. She's a female. Why would
she's
we?
A woman, right?
Just remember, there's a special place in hell for women who don't help each other.
Now, what was that all about? Andrea Nelson joins us after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'm going to go throw up. I'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
If only we were talking about that. Like, if only we were talking about...
Hold on, hey, we gotta go in.
...issue, but take we're a, talking about... it.
Take a breath. We gotta go in. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I do appreciate the time. Listen, head up to the website, Evan Sayet. You know who Evan Sayet is, right? If you don't know who Evan Sayet is, you must be in a coma. You must have been in a coma in the last couple of years. He's been on the show plenty of times, and Evan is a friend of the show. He's taping a comedy special, okay? He is our answer to Bill, what is this, Bill Maher? See, it's Freudian. I want to forget the guy. I'm really trying hard. He's our answer to Bill Maher, though. He's a conservative comedian. He does a great job. I've been on a couple of shows. I actually opened for him once, believe it or not. And you got to go see this. Not only that, is what they're doing is they're taping the show. so that they can go ahead and release it on DVD, HBO, and those kind of places later on. And if you're a true conservative, if you really care about the cause, if you really want to be part of this, and we'll tweet this out so you have the information, but if you really want to be part of this, you want to head up to the website, I'm sorry, to the Facebook page. I'm going to go ahead and load that up in a few minutes and make sure it's up there for you. But get them, you know, you always talk about supporting conservative causes. You always talk about, you know, being there to help out me and other people. You need to be there and help out him. I'm going to try to give away some tickets this week to his show, but I'm not giving them away, you know, 3 days afterward. When I put out the call, you better do it then, period. Or you lose. You'll have to pay for them. Oh, my God, you'll have to pay for them. I am Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Andrea Nelson joins me, as she does every week, with the Clover Agency to try to get me to understand all the pop culture crazy stuff, I kept it clean, that's going on around us. Andrea, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So, we could get on Trump, but I got to get on this one thing first. Because it's been pulling at me, and it's been bothering me forever. Okay? Apparently there's a new reality show. There's a reality show coming out because it couldn't wait any longer. And it has to do with Rob Kardashian and what is his name? Blake Chyna? Is that what it is? Mike?
Yes, that is Rob's girlfriend.
Yeah. And the reason they're going to put this show on TV, the whole premise behind this show is the massive constant conflicts that they have, and they feel it'll be a hit. Now, is there any wonder why Hillary and Trump are our two choices? Go ahead, I'm waiting.
Well, don't forget that Trump himself has been, you know, a primetime reality television star. So I'm not even sure you necessarily have to go that far to equate him to the Kardashians. I think you could just equate him to himself as a reality star on television and bring him, you know, primetime ratings. Yeah. So I suppose maybe that begs the question. Like, is it a surprise that, you know, he's one of our choices, considering that people that feel like they know him, you know, as they tune into his show? And that there was a recent announcement of Kanye Kardashian. Kanye West is obviously Kim Kardashian's husband, and
I didn't know that he was
running for president. Did you know that?
Oh no, I did not know that.
So maybe we can keep the presidency in the Kardashian family. It might even go that one step further.
Hey,
if he
wins, we're moving to Canada. Everybody else is going there. I might as well go too, right?
Well, it's funny because even my children said that, which was interesting to me, that even my children said, we're out of here. We're going to go that far.
I like your kids. You know that? I mean, really, seriously.
I guess I'm doing something right.
At least somebody in that house has some common sense. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow. Do you know Evan Sayet at all, by any chance? No?
Who?
Evan Sayet, comedian. Funny guy.
No.
Little short. Yeah, no, never mind. Okay. So, don't you love it when I do this to you?
You do this all the time. Okay.
So what do you think about the fighting, and not that I think you like it, but what do you think about the fighting that's going on now? Here we have a black young, I'll say it, you won't have to, we have a black young thug carrying a stolen gun, running away from the police, doing all the things that, I don't care what color you are, it'll get you shot. And they've got looting and rioting in the streets. They've got stores being burned down. They've had to call in the National Guard. I mean, again, I say to you, is it any wonder why we have Hillary and Donald Trump as our choices for president? Did I lose you?
Well, I'm perplexed because every day I sit and think about how did this happen? There's so many explanations, I suppose, you could look at. You know, over the last 10 years and all the stories that we've done, frankly, on the show over the last several years where we just shake our heads going, what the heck? And here we are, you know, here we are years later with, you know, two candidates that I can't get up in the morning for either one of them, frankly. But
I'm
sure your listeners will have a heyday with that. I'm sure that, you know, I won't be popular with everybody, but I don't know.
Well, I look at this stuff and I think to myself, where have we gotten to? It's not like they Look, it's not like they got in the busloads or pulled busloads up into the area they're in, got on them, and then went out to the white neighborhoods and started burning the places down. They go down the end of their corner. They go down to the streets and they burn down the store of the mom and pop corner store who's probably got a tab running for them, like most people did in small communities like that, helping out the family. The places that are helping out the family, I just said a beauty supply store. Most of the small beauty supply stores are owned by mom and pops. Most of the small stores in the neighborhood are owned by mom and pops. All they did was hurt the community that much more.
Well, all you need is a Hillary Clinton to stand up to the African-American community and say...
Like she's done so far. But yeah, okay, go ahead.
And say that she's helping them, that she's what they need, and they listen. And frankly, they want to believe that. They want someone to tell them that, and they want to believe that. And she's inspired that community to believe that, even though it's not true. And, I mean... That's all you have to do anymore.
I'm with you. I get it. Okay, let's go to some of your meaty stories that you came up with. See if we get through some of these. Oh, here, this should be one that should be on the top of some people's list. Fox News confronts a scandal in its own house with, what's his name? Bill, can't think of, Roger Ailes. I keep wanting to call him Bill Ailes, but Roger Ailes, okay? And I know more and more and more has come out on this. I mean, we've had, what's his name? Andrea Tantaro say that she was somewhat approached by him, and the same thing with it was Gretchen Carlson, Andrea. I'm sure there's a whole list of people there. Is this a surprise to anybody?
Yeah, I mean,
come on.
To me as a viewer, it's a huge surprise, and it's absolutely not okay. It's to me, I read this. I mean, Megyn Kelly, has come out saying that he harassed her 10 years ago.
Right.
Gretchen Carlson. That we see on, if you watch Fox News, you certainly would know these faces, you would know these names. And a story like this breaks such extensive witnesses to back it up.
Right.
This is huge. And the media, it's happening with the irony, happening within the media itself, and then they're not covering the story.
You know why?
So
we're going for a break. When we come back, I'll tell you why. I know exactly why.
I can't wait.
Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Andrea Nelson joins me from the Clover Agency. We'll have more on why nobody's making a big deal out of Roger Ailes when we get back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Andrea Nelson joins me. I don't even know where to go. Andrea Nelson joins me, as she does every week, and we're doing kind of the I won't say the crazy stories of the week, because this one has been around for a little bit. But we do some of the crazy stuff that's going on in and around, not just Hollywood, but in and around the country. First of all, Andrea, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So we're talking about the kind of sort of Fox News confronting the Roger Ailes scandal.
I don't know.
Would you call it a scandal or crime spree? I mean, seriously.
It's a hot mess.
If he's sexually harassing women, that's against the law. It's a crime. So, anyway. But you're upset that we haven't heard more about it.
Well, I think initially, I get that they want to submit, they want to proof and reproof the press release, right? They want to get their ducks in a row. They want to present the story to the public in a certain way. But I get that. But at the same time, I do think they are the media, and on some level, we trust the media to present the story and the facts. So if they needed an extra few hours to get their ducks in a row, all fine and good. But we're still waiting
for them to be honest about it. You think that you trust the media to tell you the truth? Are you serious? What is wrong with you?
This is my point, Joe. And we want to. And in a perfect world, yes, we would trust our media to tell the story.
So here's what I say to you. In this case,
the extent, and as the days go by, the extent to which we're finding women have been harassed.
Do you think this is unique to Fox News?
No, I do not. Okay. No. For the record, I do not think it's unique to Fox News.
But this is why, before we went to break, I said to you, I'll tell you why I think this hasn't been blown up all over the place. Because now think about something. If you were MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, all of those, wouldn't you love to pound away, if you had this, pound away at this so that you could prove what a scummy network that they had? Wouldn't you be chomping at the bit?
I suppose okay. Not if you had your own skeletons in your closet.
Bingo! You've got a bolo. That's right. You have a bolo of these CFOs out there and these other groups. I don't care whether it's CNN, MSN, and again, please bear with me. I'm not saying it's right by any stretch of the imagination. But if they start coming out with their self-righteous garbage and start pounding on Fox, they will have people come out of the closet. You know it as well as I do. And say, really? You know, these guys at MSNBC say this? Let me tell you what they did to me. Let me tell you how I got my weekend show and moved into the week and then got fired.
Joe, to me, this story is sad, not because of Fox News, not because it might have happened in NBC or any other network, but because it has happened to me, and it has happened to all of the women that I know who work a full-time job. It has happened to them. I'm telling you, not just once or twice, like multiple times, that we might be living in the year 2016, but no one is talking about the fact that women in the workplace are still taken advantage of, they're put in compromising positions, or they feel they have to perform in order to reach a certain level or to get more pay. And it happens everywhere. So maybe you're right. Your point is well taken. Maybe you're right. They're not covering this story, because what is that going to do? You know, what is that going to expose about them?
Mm-hmm.
But what is that going to expose about every company in America, whether you're media or not? I mean, it is widespread. It's an issue, and I don't know.
How
do you tackle it as a country? You know, as a society. What's the solution?
I've always say, you know, there's power in numbers, right? But I got to tell you something. I work for some companies that when we reported, we heard about this stuff, they were all over it like white on rice because they didn't want. I mean, I don't think it was a whole self-righteous thing or what have you, but I think some of them just didn't want the aggravation. And I don't care, you know, if a guy had hit on somebody or done something, bang, he was out of there quickly. But again, I am sorry this happens. I don't do it. So I'm not sorry because I've done it. I'm sorry that this happens to women. I really do. I think we were talking during the break when it comes to the entertainment industry. I'm sure it happens on both sides.
I mean, you're sorry, of course, because there are women that you love in your family. You know, and most men in this country have women that they love. Women dear, near and dear to them that might even live in their own home that they would want to protect.
Right.
So the fact that this doesn't get more exposure is baffling to me.
Yep.
It really is.
No, I don't disagree with you. I don't know what to do. I have no response or answer for you, but I don't know what to do with it other than, you know, when it's happening at the workplace, if women came together and they came together in large numbers, maybe that would change.
But why do women have, here's my question, why do women have to come together in large numbers? Why aren't men and women coming together in large numbers?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because when I worked at large corporations, a lot of times you'd find out about something way after the fact that the woman never came out and said anything because she was obviously afraid of her job. And maybe even three or four or five women would have talked about it and nobody wanted to come forward with it because they didn't feel like they had anybody they could trust. I don't know how you fix that. Maybe what we need is a good couple of major lawsuits in this country where 5, 6, 7, 8 women get together, they go to an attorney, and they fight it that way. I don't know. All right? I mean, short of a woman coming in with a baseball bat and just crushing the skull of her boss, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think that there is this politically correct climate, you know, that we've been, you know.
You mean the one that I hate?
And,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You hate that you're, but think again, this is a situation where it's not a racial issue, but it is a gender issue. And I think that we like to believe everything's fine and dandy and, you know, no bad things ever come, you know, to women in the workplace anymore because we're over that.
Well, I don't believe that for a minute, but
it's not the 80s anymore. We've moved on and it's not true. So it's just another example of the fact that sometimes we need to put a mirror up and be real about and have a real conversation about, you know, what's really going on.
Go ahead.
Okay, and Andrea, now what do you do about the women who cry foul when nothing really went foul?
Well, and that is going to happen, but it doesn't diminish the times when it didn't. So
I think it makes it hard to parse out and to tell the difference between. And I know for me it made a difference in whether or not to say anything because other people had already said stuff that wasn't real.
But that's why in a situation like this, we're looking at this guy, and we're talking about 20,
no,
I would
get
say, more, and some of them are not true. or I mean, presumably, right, as they're investigating some of these stories, some of them appear to be false, but that doesn't discount those that are true. And of the 20 or 30, you might have 10 that aren't really, that are fishy, but you've got 10 or 20 that are solid.
I think those fishy ones need to be dealt with so that they cut it out and stop diminishing.
I think that if you're looking at this issue from a 30,000-foot view, a bird's-eye view, or that this is a bigger, this is a big deal. So, yeah, those little ones that, you know, whatever. I think those are gnats compared to what the real problem is. And the real problem needs to be addressed.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with that. But I am saying that those people that come out when they have no business coming out saying anything because nothing happened to them, something needs to be done about that to stop that from happening.
But my question would be this. If someone feels compelled to come out and say that something happened to them when really maybe it didn't, perhaps in that instance it didn't, but they had five other stories that were they did or were close or were
what if they didn't
appropriate, and so that person with inside themselves is like takes the opportunity and an opportunist jumps on the bandwagon and says, you know what, I'm mad about this too, and so I'm going to tell my story even though it's not true, but I'm mad because of what happened to me 5 years ago.
Look
at that guy.
It's not Tammy, but what I'm saying is the issue, it doesn't go away. The problem is there and it affects women in different ways. And if someone stands up, even though they're not telling the truth, but it's because of pain that is instilled with them due to another instance, and they think that they can find resolution or they can they can go after like judgment, you know, over
that
you know,
is ridiculous.
But they can't
take it out on somebody else, something else that happened to them.
Listen, the issue, this is all a symptom of the big issue that is at hand, which is, has to be dealt with. So you could look at that little detail and say, well, that person's not telling the truth, but that doesn't dismiss the fact that this is still a problem in our country.
I'm not saying it's not a problem in the country. What I am saying is you can't have people going and lying about other people because it makes it less of an issue.
Okay, guys, break time. We have to pay for the show. Unless you guys want to cut checks. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-OW, 5563. Andrea Nelson joins me from the Clover Agency, as she does every week, so that we can talk about the pop culture issues, crazy things going on in the news. And Andrea, again, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so another story you sent me was the Gabby Douglas. Now, see, two things you don't know about me, or maybe you do. I could care less about the movie stuff, you know, the stars and what they're doing and who they're dating and not dating. And the other thing is, I could care less about sports. Okay? My wife says,
not American.
My wife says it's like probably one of my most endearing qualities is I don't care about Monday night football, Sunday night football, Thursday afternoon football. I don't care. I just don't care. So...
But when you're playing for your country, Joe, That doesn't appeal to the patriotism.
It's sports. It's still sports. I know that some of the other countries are cheating, and I know that they've doped up their players, and, you know, I mean, it just... Anyway, let me say this to you, though. The ones that are playing for our country or their countries, I'll even open that up, I give them a lot of credit, and I have a lot of respect for them because I know what it takes. I know how hard they work to get where they're getting. So I won't take that away from them. That's different than the guy that's running up and down the basketball court making $3 million a night, gets a hangnail, and he's off for 6 weeks. I have no, that doesn't excite me at all. So get back to why Gabby Douglas's patriotism should not be questioned, and apparently, because I don't watch, right, as the national anthem was being played, this is the first time we've seen this kind of thing happen, she kept her arms down by her side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Douglas, the Olympic all-around champion at the 2012 Olympic Games, created a stir because she was, in the words of the Los Angeles Times, slumped with her hands held casually in front of her as she just finished. I'm sorry, but you're there playing for the Americans because you want... I mean, if you just want to compete in the Olympics... And you don't have any country pride, and you're that good, I'm sure you could move to another country. We'd be more than happy to send you and put you up and even pay you. But here, if you're going to show, I don't even want to call it fight, but if you're going to represent your country, shouldn't you be respectful of your country?
Yeah, I absolutely think yes, and I believe that Gabby Douglas was respectful of her country. And so this story, I happened to watch this awards ceremony. It was interesting because, you know, you see the camera kind of follows the girls a little bit after when they realize they won. And, you know, just that camaraderie that they have, the tears in their eyes, they're looking up at the American flag. And so the camera is capturing these moments that, I mean, without a doubt, all of them were, you know, 100%, you know, prideful, so happy to be there, you know, and representing America and performing the way they did. And so I didn't even think about this at all. And I even watched it on television. And then later I see the story and I'm like, wait, what? Not for a second in that entire, the flag comes down, they're all looking at it, they've got tears in their eyes, they're playing the national anthem. I mean, and not for a second did I even notice that she didn't have her hand over her heart, which, by the way, if you look at other athletes from different sports who have received a gold medal, many of them don't either. You know, it's not, there's no rule that
well,
they're going to hand their heart when the national anthem
we
is
We do it, though. No. It's a tradition here in this country.
Well, it is, but, like, you know, when you're in that moment as an athlete and you've won and you're on the podium, I mean, remember, is go to hundreds of meets, and it, you know, they stand up on the podium and they receive their gold medal, and only at the Olympics are they up there. Do they hear the national anthem, and then are they expected to do something? And I think that is unfair. It's an unfair expectation placed on her. She's kind of gotten a bad rep in this Olympic year, and I think that's unfair.
I have a different
viewpoint. So I think she's got something else to kind of attack her with. So. We
how many things do we allow to be chipped away at? How many things are kind of okay not to do? Somebody said she just kind of got caught up in the moment. Well, all right, so what does she think? The three people in front of her with their hands on their hearts were having a coronary? Why would they have their hand on their heart for no reason?
Maybe she wasn't paying attention to what they were doing. Maybe she was caught up in the moment and looking at the flag, thinking, this is me, looking at the flag representing my country on the top of a podium, like, I'm so happy and excited to be here. But the thing is, she was attacked, though, on...
I wouldn't have attacked her. I wouldn't have been... You know me better than that. I wouldn't have been vicious...
No, I know you wouldn't, but many others were, and they attacked her on social media, saying that she's a bad American, not patriotic, and she actually felt terrible about it. She felt she needed to go to Twitter and apologize, and that was big of her to do that, but I was also sad for her that she felt like she had to get to that point to actually publicly apologize for her behavior, because I didn't think her behavior was bad. I mean, she was... caught up in the moment and accepting a gold medal on behalf of her country, and good for her.
But according to this, did she do this in 2012 also?
I don't know. I missed
Unless I'm misunderstanding the story, because it says, okay, so this recently happened to her, but then it says the Olympics all-around champion of the 2012 London Games created a stir because she was, in the words of the Los Angeles Times, slumped with her hands held casually in front of her as if she just finished last.
Oh, come on.
So if this is...
Someone's just jealous that they're not...
But if this is done... Wait a minute. If she's done this twice...
Unbelievable.
Shouldn't she have wrote a note and put it in the inside of her eyelids or something? I don't understand.
Come on.
I'm just sorry.
It's not like all the Olympians get a memo before they go to the Olympic Games saying...
We're Americans. We're supposed to be different.
You're on the podium. Put your hand on your heart.
We're supposed to be different.
It's a meet for them. It's a competition.
Yeah.
And it's
so you don't think we should.
They're in the public eye, and they're just the scrutiny that they receive is over the top. And I think in this case that's what it was. I think there's writers have to write about something, and Gabby Douglas unfortunately was an easy target this year because she didn't achieve what we thought she would. Considering what she did in 2012, being the gold all around. So,
well, wait a minute. You can't apply that to me because I had. You can't apply that to me because I had no expectations of her. I didn't know who she was until you sent the story over.
Well, I guess that proves you're quite patriotic and have a high expectations of all Americans.
Here's how I look at it. Right? It's for no other reason unless you have a religious conviction of some kind. It's simply respect for the country you happen to be in or the country you're part of. You know, and are you one of those people who also feels that they should take these patriotic songs away from sports games?
No, but not at all. No, I'm absolutely not suggesting that. Okay. So let me ask you this question. If Gabby Douglas had been standing there on the podium singing the national anthem, would that have made it better? Like she knew the words and she was mouthing along with it, like she was showing engagement in the song. Would that have made it better?
Was,
like
if she was
in her heart, at least she was singing the words, like that would be okay?
If she was the keynote singer, yes. But if she wasn't, she's part of the group here. Again, I say to you, I don't know, what did she think everybody else was doing?
I'm gonna start grabbing screenshots of swimming and all the other events where Americans have won the gold medal and have not put their hand in their heart.
Well, then slap them in the head.
There's many, 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 and poor Gabby Douglas to have
a $5,000 fine. I don't know. I just look at, especially at the Olympics, when you are there representing your country, why would you do everything you could to make sure that you bring the utmost respect to what the game brings,
well,
what
know.
The win
I mean,
brings?
She performed some pretty good routines. Right. I mean, is that worth it?
Now, I will say to you that her apology should have been enough. Everybody should have backed down. I'm not taking away from the fact that you get caught up in a moment. I get all of that. So I'm not a hardcore taskmaster. But I'll bring something else into it that'll just make you nuts. Here's the crazy thing. You know, I grew up as a Catholic. And not that I have anything against Catholicism, but I grew up as a Catholic, and they teach you well. And I hear certain phrases now, and click. Do you know what I do? I respond. Because I was taught as a child how to respond to certain things in church. So you get to the point with these kids, you know, I've got a young granddaughter that can, when she goes by a flag, at one point she wouldn't stop without doing the Pledge of Allegiance, okay? She just was so conditioned that that's what you did in honor and respect to the flag. Now, I'm not saying that that's perfect and right either, but there are some things that should just be second nature.
Well, let me ask you this. So Michael Phelps, who's won, as we know, 23 gold medals,
on
behalf of the United States. Yeah. And he up there on the, receiving the gold medal on the podium during the national anthem, he was laughing. He was laughing with his friends. Somebody cracked a joke and he's laughing. And,
lack of respect. They should have beat on him too.
Well, they didn't.
They should have.
That's my point. I don't know why she was, well.
Look, I'm with you. They should have. They should have pounded on him. You can't shut up for 20 lousy seconds. It's a total lack of respect for the country he's representing and for what that flag means and for the thousands of people that have died protecting what that flag means. But that's only my own personal opinion. Anyhow, tell people how they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter. Andrea NDLC is my Twitter handle, or you can find me on my website, thecloveragency.com. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. Always appreciate it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. A lot of crazy stuff coming up in the next hour. Parents of a 7-year-old get arrested because he hadn't eaten for days, but he tried to sell his teddy bear to get money. Poor kid. We'll be right back.